USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee will vote this week to subpoena Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report. Attorney General Bill Barr has pledged to send a redacted version of the report to Congress by the middle of the month, if not sooner. As Democrats continue to fight for that full Mueller report to be released, they have an unlikely ally in George Papadopoulos.
I advocate for the full transparency of the and for the full release of the Barr report. I think it's going to reveal how corrupt the Obama administration was.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says she's beefing up our Border Patrol agents down on our southern border by sending more agents down to the U.S.-Mexico border. The president is still threatening to close our southern border as early as this week. On Twitter, he called on Congress to address what he says is a root crisis, saying we have a major national emergency at our border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The city of Chicago is dealing with dueling protests regarding the Jussie Smollett case. The city's police union and Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition are both protesting over the way Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox handled the Smollett case. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to an audience of military leaders at the U.S. Army's War College on Monday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Part of Mr. Pompeo's message, delivered to an audience at the U.S. Army's War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, was about the role the military plays that is intertwined with the role around the world with U.S. diplomacy.
We can keep men and women serving in uniform all across the world safe. We can cause them to have to work a little less hard and take a little less risk. With the flip side being that we can't be successful at that without you having an enormous level of preparedness.
With it being April Fool's Day, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady thought it'd be fun to tweet out that he's retiring. Then he tweeted, luckily for Pats fans, it's April Fool's Day. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The White House is said to be working on a health care plan that would replace Obamacare. Now, one of the big parts of Obamacare is the state exchange plan. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor, and he says right now those exchanges, there's a lot of issues with them.
The problem with the state exchanges, though, and the problem with Obamacare is that the mandate caused you to have to buy an insurance that was one size fits all, that was highly expensive, that was an overstuffed policy that covered 10 essential benefits, and the government had to zoom in and then subsidize it up the wazoo so anybody could afford it. People took the penalty. And so that never worked. Even the Obamacare architects used to tell me in the green room, this individual mandate is not working. So now that it's gone, what's going to replace it? I say Obamacare is going to stay. I say ACA is going to stay. What is going to replace it? More choice. And as usual, partisan politics ignores the fact that bringing in skinny plans, association plans, businesses that group up that have plans, churches that have plans, overall you have more people in the pool. That brings down the cost of health care. More choice brings down the cost.
Colorado is on the verge of passing a law that would allow officials to take guns away from people if a judge deems them to be too dangerous. Some law enforcement officials are not happy with the bill and even calling it unconstitutional and saying they won't enforce it, which could land some of them in jail.
They could sentence me to my own jail, fine me, or just hold a contempt hearing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.